You're listening to the live feed of Radio Free Cybertron.
There it goes.
Way to go.
All right.
We're talking over the intro already. Fantastic. Can't do anything right. We suck.
Darn it.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Okay, screw it. Hey, you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. This is Brian Kilby. We're live. Can you believe that?
Yeah, especially now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, yeah, tell us it's off air.
It's all right. He only told us 4 or 5 times.
Now it says we're on air.
Yeah, I don't have the second mixing board yet to do this right, so it's going to be kind of clunky till I can get a little more scratch to put in it. So yeah, this
you
is.
You should have told everybody to press their mute button until the intro finished.
Hell, yes, hit the so intro
I knew
again.
To press mine. I knew to press mine. It made sense. He told us he was doing intro music.
So, this is Radio Free Cybertron. This is our live show.
Brian's trying to fight through. Through.
We are.
Come on, Brian.
We're doing this live. It's our first time actually doing RFC live. We do New Sound Wave live every week, yeah. But this is the first show we're actually going to try to take callers, so we'll see how that works out. If you're boring, yeah, we'll probably just hang up on you, so just be know that. We're also going to give away a Transformers animated RC figure courtesy of our friends at tformers.com.
I thought he was going to say TransTech.
Hey, I would take a TransTech anything.
Oh yeah.
But let's see here. I haven't even looked at the show notes. That's how prepared I am. So, what's going on this week, guys?
Stuff.
Lots of stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Voices.
Leonard Nimoy.
Voices in my head?
These are the voices.
Yeah, Leonard Nimoy, the guy who's going to discount another Transformers role.
He is? What is he going to what is it?
He's going to denounce it pretty much.
What is there to denounce?
Okay,
because he never acknowledged that he was ever Galvatron.
Why would he? He sucked as Galvatron. Frank Welker was an infinitely better Galvatron.
Brian Kilby was a better Galvatron.
Yeah,
he's like 200 years old. He probably forgot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, come on, it was like
the man's not a Vulcan, people.
Well, it was like 30 minutes day, like 20 years ago. You know.
Before we get too far into discussion, shouldn't we introduce ourselves?
Hey, I'm Brian Kilby. Yeah. I'm your host.
I'm XV. I'm an ass.
That's true.
I'm Ender, and I hate live shows.
You gotta hate something.
Lol.
I'm JD, Lols. And I'm apparently the professional at doing the live shows, because, hey, my show is live every week, so.
Well, I'm John. I'm the minority.
And I'm TFG and Mike, crashing the party.
And Rob's also crashing the party.
Yeah, I'm doing everything.
No, well, don't worry. In the non-live
version,
we have
a minority and the report.
That's true.
The minority report.
So, this week, again, we're doing this live. We're going to be taking questions. Someone will be monitoring the chat room to sort of answer things and questions and so on and so forth.
We have a chat room?
Yeah, we have a chat room. tfradio.net/live, though most people listening know that.
Hot live
taking
girls.
Bets. What will Ender rant about?
I don't know.
Maybe his new PS3.
And he does have a PS3, and I'm impressed by that.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
What happened?
My TV broke.
Okay.
If
any of you had been listening to me when I was ranting, which I know you weren't, that was always the deal. When I got a new TV, I was going to get a PS3. So my TV broke. I got a new one. I bought a PS3.
Very nice. Do you scream at yourself while you play it?
No, but I do. I do really wish I could play those games with a controller that was designed within the last decade. That would be really cool.
That would be.
That's my biggest complaint so far.
So,
that being greeted with the that menu that I hate from the PSP as soon as I turn it on.
Oh my god, I hate that thing.
That was a shock. It was like, oh wow, it's this thing that I can't stand. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, the first game I put in was it White Knight Chronicles? Is that a name? And it had to load something it said before it could start. It took 15 minutes before I could play a game. So that was a little annoying.
Wow.
But I like Blu-ray. If you have a bigger than 50-inch TV, I highly recommend it.
What size is your screen, Ender?
I get myself an LG 55-incher.
Nice.
Nice.
Now, I got it on clearance. I was quite happy. So now, I had enough
LG
money.
Makes LG sells LCD, not plasma, correct?
Right. So it's an LCD and it's backlit. I wanted to get a backlit one. I didn't want the side lit deal. And apparently they might not even make backlit ones anymore.
Mm-hmm. Wow. They're doing the side thing or whatever. Kind of like the Game Boy Advance. Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of those 340
hertz, but I.
One at a time, people. One at a time. No editing in this thing.
Yeah. We're live this week, guys. No talking over the intro.
Yeah. Nicely done.
No, I've been enjoying history.
So, meanwhile, on Radio Free Cybertron.
Okay, hey. Yeah. For the people who may be listening who just happened across us at tformers.com or Ustream, this is Radio Free Cybertron. We are the official podcast of tformers.com. We are also the original Transformers Internet radio show. We're like one of the world's first podcasts, and we're really kind of awesome. So, thank you for listening. On the show, we cover the news. We cover, topics. We share with you honest opinions, unfiltered, and, we take pride in that. We don't pull punches. So, like I said, we're gonna take a few calls this show. If you're in the chat room, please join us in the chat room, tfradio.net/live. We'll be glad to respond to you, or someone will, because I'm not in there right now. But we will be doing this once a month, the last Wednesday of the month. This happens to be the last Wednesday of the month and the last day of the month, so that's pretty cool. So go ahead, guys, let's go ahead and real quick jump into the news. Hey, XV, can you handle that?
Well, very interesting this week. We got some new voice actor names for the War for Cybertron game. One is Doug Parker, who most people will know as Pterosaur from Beast Wars.
Yeah.
And also, Leonard Nimoy. Huh.
That sounded painful.
It was a little bit.
That wasn't biological, was it?
What?
Like it. Right, don't answer that. Don't answer that.
Huh? We don't know who they're going to be playing. They're just going to be doing, like,
voices. And
who knows?
I
thought... go ahead.
Doug Parker was going to be Starscream, and Leonard Nimoy is supposed to be Zeta Prime.
That's a solid Starscream voice. Didn't he do it in Beast Wars?
Yeah. Sounded remarkably like Pterosaur.
So Zeta Prime is supposed to be the pre-Optimus Prime?
Yeah.
Yeah, old.
And what happened to Sentinel Prime?
He became a main character and animated.
He turned into the Tick.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Just, chunk the last, 15 years of lore. Okay.
Yeah. It's a rank
Come
now.
Come on, man. It's Spot.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how I feel about Nimoy doing a Transformer voice again, because Nimoy does not have, a range of voices to use.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm.
It's gonna be
Leonard. It's either Nimoy or Nimoy. And now
I'm
that he's,
now that
he's, he goes, I don't know. He's got a lot of authority in that voice. He does it right.
He does now because it's like gravel.
Did anybody play Seaman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did he totally make that game?
Something had to. Seaman, hi. Oh, jeez.
We just found out today that the Hasbro and Discovery co-project, the Hub, will launch on October 10th of this year, otherwise known as 10-10-10.
Man.
That is the marketing. Apocalypse begin
those
now.
Crazy ad people.
Yoink. Well, as soon as I read it, I thought they should push back the launch of the network for 2 years and have it start on October 11th, 2012.
Hey, Weebum is saying that the Nimoy information is false.
Oh, what? Is it? What?
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping he'd go...
This just in, we're full of crap.
To retract that last statement.
I was hoping he'd go crazy like Orson Welles did during the first movie. You know, just we get to hear random stories of Leonard Nimoy falling all over the place and just...
Just shows up drunk every morning.
You're not even supposed to report today. Shut up. Give me a mic.
So what is this, like an April Fool's that jumped the gun or what?
Oh, Bleeboom's like, ha ha ha, eat it, scale face. That's great. Actually, Scaleface needs to start listening live so he can correct us. You know,
that'd be great.
In real time.
Instant corrections.
That would be
we can't
excellent.
Edit out the
duh! We spend half the show re-saying everything we said erroneously.
Yeah, we actually go back in like, and re-record
actually, we discovered
the show.
That thing we spent 20 minutes talking about? Total BS. We were wrong about that, sir.
Well, at least we're not like a guy that posts on PredaconEmpire.com pretty much a false story calling the Warbot Defender Springer. Even though it is modeled after Springer, Fans Project can't call it that.
It's not Springer.
No. I know, but still.
I mean, no, it's not Springer.
No, it's generic robot.
Right.
Boss.
Looks nothing.
It's just a generic triple changing green and yellow, you know.
I'm not saying it's not Springer. I'm just saying they don't call it that because they'll get sued. But yet this guy that reports on our website called it Springer.
I think that won't get them sued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Don't mind what he looks like if we don't call him Springer.
It doesn't look like a trademark character.
No, not at all.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah. I better start saying these damn things in a big lots come Christmas time at this rate.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do we have?
Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah, the Hall of Fame.
Yes, the Transformers Hall of Fame.
Now, are they going to get, like, bronze busts or something? Are they going to get a museum or anything?
I do not want to see bronze bust anywhere.
Yes,
sorry, that was lame. I'm sorry. That was really lame.
Wow.
They're going to give big speeches for tonight. They retire at WrestleMania.
Yeah. They're going to wear yellow coats. They're going to mix up like every Hall of Fame together. The best parts.
Ric Flair won't stop crying. Crickets.
As an aside, we do an MMA wrestling podcast.
We do.
Called Outside the Cage.
Rob, you're supposed to be on it, but I've not seen you on it recently.
I need to kick in because I actually know something about wrestling as opposed to MMA. I'm like, well, they punch each other.
Yeah. You do. You know, as a quick commercial, quick tease, somebody on that show needs to do a segment, maybe me as a guest, but somebody, on the tragedy of Ric Flair. His professional life's turned into a tragedy.
Yeah. Okay, next week.
Mark it down.
There you go.
Make it so.
So, XV, what else is in the news?
Japanese animated arcade game video.
Skipped it.
What?
I suck. What? I'm sorry.
Oh. Yeah, the shooting and the what is it? The one's called the shooting
and the chase. Chasing. Yeah.
Like unfortunately, that. They should have when they translate that for North America, it's going to have to be the crap and the suck.
Oh, you think these are going to get translated and ported to North America?
No.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say they were crap and that they suck in a humorous way.
Oh.
Well, they're just
arcade
games. You know,
lots of bad arcade games, though. Well, I guess arcades just dying. There's like no budget for it.
It's like sitting on a sports cafe somewhere.
That shooter looked like it was the equivalent of a game that was set in like a cattle slaughterhouse filled with lockdowns. They just walk in and you kill them. Like, I didn't see one thing shoot back. It was like slaughter of the lockdowns.
They know they're dead already, so
no wonder the Decepticons are pissed.
Their most loyal trooper is the bounty hunter. Great.
Wow. Yeah, you know, Transformers Animated being aimed pretty young in Japan, so it makes sense the games are going to look kind of simple. You know, just kind of the way it goes. Do we want to talk about the new Walmart listings?
Sure.
Walmart has new listings.
Yeah, Walmart has something.
So, turns out.
Walmart sells stuff.
Yeah, it's...
you amaze me!
Insight.
It's a pretty big list, but there's a few interesting things in here, like... Transformers Voyager Twin Boom Fighter.
Twin Boom.
Twin Boom.
I hope that's his name.
Does that say Bonsai
Twin Tron? Boom.
Also, Decepticon Bonsai Tron.
Woohoo!
Yo!
Hey.
I'm going to be disappointed if that's a bludgeon recolor.
Because,
as I have pointed out before, there is only one recolor suitable for bludgeon, and that's Skeletor.
That would be awesome.
Too bad it's in the wrong company.
Yeah, I know.
And don't worry about that.
And too bad Masters Universe sucks.
Yeah, and yet. And yet. What else in here in this list? Anything else in this list? There's some cool names in here. Tomahawk. Not bad.
Tomahawk.
Sunspot.
Axe.
Well, yeah. Bonsaitron's a scout, isn't he? Well, not Voyager.
Bonsaitron's a Voyager.
You're right.
Sorry. Interesting.
It's going to be a repaint of Demolisher.
Or Mixmaster.
Yes. Axe.
Oil Pan.
Axer.
No, Axor.
Axor. Oh, Axor. I'm sorry. Axor.
Axor.
Knife.
Axor Hatchet.
Axor Parrot. I like Fire Trap.
Fire Trap?
Okay. Fire Trap. One of the scouts. It seems like him and Oil Pan should get along real well.
Oil Pan, that's a great name. Oh no, we're in trouble. Here comes Oil Pan.
Yeah, so he's basically like a bedpan, I guess, for them.
Yeah, he's just a sir. Hey,
just lay down and stand.
I still want a Transformer named Tollbooth.
You know, Booth. I mean, say what you want to about like Oil
tax
Pan.
Collector.
Oil Pan's still better than some of the G2 names, like Vroom.
I want to transfer.
Windbreaker was a great.
Hey,
Windbreaker was a great name.
I just saw that Chris Labrador on our Facebook page received Warbot Defender, or not Springer, yesterday, and he really likes him. Breaking news.
Somehow we should get a sample for the show to do a show review.
We've given those toys so much crap, they'll never give us a sample.
I'm sure not shelling out $80 for one of those things.
One could be had for a fair price at Big Bad Toy Store.
Maybe they'll send us one if we promise I won't talk about it.
I'll send them a nice email. Please send us one of your bootleg overpriced ripoff toys for us to review for the show to get you customers.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, in the news this week, Transformers Collectors Club Punch sells out at near Matty Collector speed. Shattered Glass Cyclone is not far behind. But there may be hope because they are looking into doing a second run of, or expanding the run of Punch Counter Punch.
You saw that coming.
So wait a minute, though. They sold out fast, but not like, oh my God, I can't order one fast.
It took instead of like days, fast.
But it's instead of
that, like a week.
Yeah, like somebody's running their company.
Yeah, and then they're actually going to make more, right? They're saying, we should make more.
They're trying to expand the production run,
and they haven't done it 15 times in a row.
Right, but now they are about double what they should be as far as price. So correct. I mean, and
they are.
Well, yeah,
kind of expensive.
Like $60.
$60. So.
But it's still cheaper than Warbot Defender.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and considering this is from like a collector's
club, and he's not even a Transformer.
That's acceptable. I mean, it's not coming from
small numbers.
I mean, it's a little collector's club's going to have to charge a lot. So I can stomach it.
Plus, you know, there's the new head tooling, which if not for that, this would have been probably a $45 toy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because it is a very, it's a semi-special design. I mean, it's not like they went far out with it. It has the same helmet tilt as the original, but, yeah.
Right, it's still just a new tooling, though, specifically this. That's why it costs a lot more.
Right. Well, how much was the Astro Train one they did over the regular retail?
It was, what, 80 bucks, something like that?
It was like 80 bucks, yeah.
Good gravy.
That's a great toy, though.
Yeah,
that's a great toy.
Yeah, I bought it at the retail, at the release price. Now it's like, wow, I could get like 2 for 1.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't wait to get it. Now I'm like, I really should have waited. I could have got like a super deal.
Yeah, well. Clearly, this one was way, way more popular than anything else they've done.
Well, yeah. You know, Punch Counter Punch has been one of the most repeated, and it was really one of the earliest kit bashes done off of one of the Universe toys. So, I mean, there's definitely some popularity there for the concept.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
well, it was a really good match.
Yeah, he's made for it. Perfect. He's a perfect match.
I mean, I would be surprised if in the back of their minds, Hasbro did not kind of have this in mind as a possible thing to do eventually.
Well, when he's probably on a list somewhere.
Do not talk about any lists. No lists. I don't want to pretend that any list exists. I don't want Hasbro's lawyers to be listening.
I'm just speculating.
You see, you're insinuating that Hasbro plans things, and I'm not sure I buy that.
Plan is in like a copywriter has a Word document somewhere on his computer,
right?
With like a list of possibilities.
Some designer somewhere, you know, it's like, you know what you could do. They'll never
do it. Designer has some TF wiki pages bookmarked. And like, boy, that would be awesome.
Right.
It's never going to happen. But it would be awesome.
Well, Target needs
an designers have plans. Sorry.
Let's slap Joyride onto a blue Megatron toy and stick it out there.
When did that happen?
Let's.
Nah, I'm babbling.
Well, I'm trying to look at classics toys and see what's left here.
Really? I mean, Megatron's really the only one that hasn't been redecoed, isn't he? Him and Astro Train.
Well, there's
the Octane. I can answer that right off the top of my head.
Octane one. The Hot Rod.
Well, Botcon.
Well, yeah,
as a main production. Okay. So if you're saying all,
Jeez, I don't know.
If only there was someone that was good at trivia that could answer this question.
If only somebody was, you know, a master of all things Transformers.
Mm. Someone we could have.
Yeah.
Someone with unimaginable amounts of free time.
I guess they really have, when you think about it, kind of stretched to gotten their money's worth from the classics mold.
Well, but they're at Hasbro, I mean, if there's any mold that they don't repaint at least three times, I think that's like, if there's any kind of list going, it's like, okay, we have to repaint every toy we've made in this line before we can start making anything new for this other one.
That's fair. Like,
yeah. You know, what always gets me is,
break out the purple and gold paint, people.
What gets me is, like, the mold degradation, like, when they reported at Botcon 05, they couldn't use the car robot molds anymore because they just used the molds all the way up. And it's like, really? How many more of this Seeker mold is going to be made? You know, what? Don't they fix them after a while? Because how many G1 primes do you guys have?
Well, yeah, I mean, we know.
Really. You expect me to keep count?
How can you?
Good Lord.
60 months of the existing market share.
We know, well, I know they can recreate that they didn't make the Optimus Prime mold. But you know, if they've got something that they do plan to use continuously, I'm sure there is some maintenance that goes on.
Yeah. And there have been circumstances where they recreate the mold. It just costs so much to do that.
Right.
Right.
Which is why we don't have a reissue Sunstreaker.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know, that is just such a loss to the community.
It's a hole in our lives.
Yeah, it's been keeping me up at night.
Well, just see, we're the
all
other joking, day.
But it does happen. We're all like, you know, I really shouldn't have said that. I kind of feel bad about it. I'd like Sunstreaker.
Okay, I'm a sucker. I'd buy it. It's just not bugging me.
Yeah.
Yeah, at this point, the allure of G1 re-releases just isn't there anymore.
Bite your tongue.
I mean, we get a ton. We get a ton of G1 in one way or another these days. I mean, you know, for some people, I'm sure it's still there. But, like, overall, it can't be what it was. I mean, there can't be, like, this thirst for reissues of G1 quite like what it was 5 years ago. Six, 7 years ago. Yeah.
I'd say we get G1. 10 because 5 years ago was about when the stuff was going on clearance at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Hey, is that it for the news?
I think so.
Yes, I believe that's it for the news.
Let's go ahead and jump into what everyone wants to hear. Every single person on Earth, that is. We're going to go ahead and give away the T-Formers Awesome RC contest, giveaway, whatever, RC figure. So, the winner is... John Bailey. John Bailey, you have won Transformers Anime. Yay. Yes, round of applause, please.
Congratulations.
Anime. Yes. You've won RC. We'll be in contact with you to let you know how to get it. So, congratulations to John Bailey.
Congratulations, you bastard.
Yes. Now all of your friends know.
Yeah.
So it's, you collect girl robot toys.
Yes, and we take no responsibility if you get beaten up on your way home from school.
DevCon was like, congratulations, now I'm not the only one who won.
So very nice.
Yeah, where's my RC?
Like, it's a bad thing.
You know, I went to Toys R Us this past weekend to look for an RC, and I am not exaggerating. There were zero RCs, but there were 16 Ratchets.
God, I've never seen a Ratchet in person.
I've never seen either.
16.
What's going on here? 16. They all went to your store. Yes.
I know. No wonder we can't find them.
Yeah, that's like three states worth of Ratchets.
Yeah, nobody was buying them. So
it was such a great suburb of
Chicago. I mean, all this crap probably went through here at one point anyway, and I can't find anything. There hasn't been a shipment of anything animated this whole time. Mm-hmm. I've been looking. I mean, like, I'm acquainted with the peg warmers at all the local Toys R Us. Draw you a diagram.
Do they like look at you longingly when you walk over?
It's like an animal shelter.
Yeah, like little oil slicks with big puppy dog eyes.
Oh,
find me now.
Oh. You can kit bash us. No.
Hey, JD, what's going on today in history?
Stuff. Well, not today so much as tomorrow in history.
Yeah, this is Day in History, April Fool's Edition.
Because
does one of these things like not happen?
Well, let's find out.
So,
turns
out this show isn't really happening. this is all fake. Going back to 1997, hey, I graduated that year.
Me too.
Congratulations, JD.
Thank you. Actually, finished high school. Yay! Other Voices Part 2 premieres. So the funny bit off of that, I guess you'd call it funny, is of course Optimus Primal dies, and
that was just a riot.
But he didn't really die because he came back. It just took like 6 months while the show was on.
Making it one of the longest term April Fool jokes in history.
Yeah,
you know, I actually didn't show up for season two for a long time, which is really tragic because it was such a good season. But I remember just watching that part and thinking, "Wow, they killed Prime
again.
That's original."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Original campus, we cut back.
Like, really pushing the boundaries there, guys.
Yeah. I know. And yet I'm shocked and surprised and saddened every time it happens. I'm a sucker.
You know what the worst part of it is, though?
I was disturbed when they brought the show back and they didn't bring him back for two episodes.
Yeah. You know what the first episode
ended, I was like, hey, hey.
Gotcha.
Whoa.
The worst part of him dying at the end of Other Voices Part 2 is that one spot where you can freeze frame and see his screaming disembodied head floating in space.
Oh, man. Must watch tonight.
On my 55-inch TV.
That's right. Giant head.
Yes.
I'll be able to see it. It'll be like the size it used to be on my old TV, like, but when he was in like a proper frame.
Then in April 1st, 2000, James Hooks dies in a terrible car crash.
but not
yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay though, because everybody knows Hooks is just Kilby anyway.
Yeah, I think two of the people listening actually know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I think one of the people in this on this show, other than you, know what we're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay,
so.
back when the fandom was Alt Toys Transformers, James Hooks, our buddy HooksX, who's now mega successful, despite being a Transformers nerd, he would do some sort of absurdly strange April Fool's prank each year, and people would fall for it each year for whatever reason. Hooks apparently faked his own death, and people believed it.
I think I vaguely remember that.
So, surprise, surprise, on, you know, this day tomorrow, every year, somebody was a douche. That's right. Every single year. How can this be?
Yeah, Hooks was pretty elaborate with this April Fool's prank. He, like, photoshopped autopsy photos and everything.
He wanted to photoshop autopsy photos. He didn't actually get around to it.
I remember there was something, though. I thought, was it a newspaper clipping or something?
That may be it. But one of his great regrets was that he didn't get a picture of himself in the casket, which he said would have cinched it. But he did.
Isn't that what we all want?
Yeah.
I mean, crap, this was 10 years ago. I can't remember the details that specifically.
Yeah. I mean, that's this John Hooks guy has pictures.
So. And 2008, Shattered Expectations is revealed to be a prank. Yeah. And then it sort of wasn't a prank, I guess, but. So that morph into Shattered Glass, I guess, or
the response was so positive they changed what they were planning to do with Shattered Glass to be more like Shattered Expectations.
Hmm.
Wow.
Well, that's great.
Well, that was part of the radio commercial. All your, you know, this June, all your expectations will be shattered.
Yeah, and so they were.
Yeah,
including theirs.
Let's go ahead. I almost forgot. Why don't you check out our friends at Big Bad Toy Store? Go to tfradio.net/bbts. Big Bad Toy Store is awesome. We love Big Bad Toy Store, don't we, guys?
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
They should be a Japanese cliff jumper this morning.
Oh, great. I like that figure. I found my American cliff jumper who's not going to be glossy like that one. I'm like, man, Ender didn't find you. That's sad. But thank God there's a Big Bad Toy Store. Thank God, I say.
I like that you talked to him. Did you, like, tell him that over breakfast?
Yeah, I did. But there are quite a few new pre-orders this week. The Alternative Exclusive. A01U Nissan GTR Ultra Magnus. Okay, it's another
one. I remember it now.
Guess what that looks like.
I wonder.
Power Master Optimus Prime Bus, Marvel Crossover Hybrids 2010 Series 2, case and singles. Oh, my God. Case and singles.
Finally.
Yeah, fantastic.
Going to need a whole shelf for all the busts I've ordered from Big Bad Toaster.
So you have to be in the bust, too. I mean, that's...
No doubt. Yeah.
This week they got in Dark Skyfire exclusive Japanese Transformers animated figures, just as Ender pointed out. Transformers Revenge of the Fallen Wonderfest exclusive Burning the Fallen. The Fallen Burning, Burning the Fallen. Cobra Commander Robot minifigure.
As opposed to Bernie the Fallen.
Bernie the Fallen. Right.
It's his cousin.
It's Weekend at Bernie's.
Fallens, that's going to be Transformers 3. Weekend at the Fallens.
Yeah, Weekend at
Bernie's. Going to be running around with the Fallens corpse with no face.
Just Megatron and Starscream walking around carrying him. And, guys, Fallen, Megatron, quit hitting me.
But, check out our friends at Big Bad Toy Store. tfradio.net/bbts.
That's their web address, actually. Ooh,
yeah, that is their new web address.
Oh, yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and go to our first caller. We'll call our buddy Dual Mirror Gridwork. DMG, what's going on?
We've been leaving, gentlemen.
Wow, you started off the first live RFC ever by doing the universal greeting. That's pretty cool.
Well, it does seem appropriate.
Would you like an Energon goodie?
Yes, Ender, especially from you. Ender, do you give them out in pounds?
Oh, that's great.
Damn straight.
Too bad all we got is old Sour Patch Kids. Hope you like them.
They'll digest the same.
Hey, Brian, the people in the chat room are saying that the stream just went.
Yes, it did, actually. We are
off the air.
Oh, my God.
Well, dang it.
Crap. Dang it. Brian's going to grab a big,
that's
giant
the April Fool's joke this year. We said we were alive, and we're not.
Yeah.
Talking to nobody.
Talking to nobody.
Hey.
Well, we still got DMG. All we need is GMG.
Thanks for the minor outtake there, guys.
And the PC crashed.
Uh-oh.
Crap. I think it's
the
DMG's
system
fault.
Is down.
Damn it, DMG.
This happened right after he joined in.
God damn it, Bobby.
Oh, God, PC is incredibly hot. We're going to have to make this quick.
Oh, no.
So what's up? This is still being recorded for the actual posted show.
We got fast talking Kilby and a very hot PC.
Yeah, put a fan on it or something.
It's got fans on it.
Pour some beer on
last
it.
Week. He was hardly on it except for a few phrases.
Sugar on
yeah, I was saving myself for this one, but
It was awesome.
Pour a case of cheer wine out of the fridge and set it on top of that.
Damn right.
No, that is not proper.
Older, cheer more refreshing.
Never
there are some
that.
Problems that can only be solved by cheer wine.
What is that?
That's like an overheated computer.
God.
Not your thirst. Not your thirst.
I don't even
thirst.
Know what that is. I'm just playing into the humor. I have no idea. I've never even seen cheer wine.
I knew if it turned into a big problem.
I think Brian's
their code for moonshine. They're just bootleggers.
That's true. That is true. I do come from the bootlegging capital of the world.
Also NASCAR.
Yeah, well, there's a reason
not
for that.
Not unrelated.
Yeah.
Directly related.
That's strange.
Yes, correlation.
What a funny coincidence.
Correlation is not always causation, but in this case,
it is.
For some strange reason, I'm waiting for Bubba J to jump in here.
Bubba
that
J.
That is strange.
It's a Jeff right, Dunham but... country puppet.
Oh, God.
NASCAR.
Country puppet.
Oh, great. Now we've mentioned Jeff Dunham.
I don't know where we went.
What's your problem with Jeff Dunham?
It's mostly conceptual.
Every time you mention that, Ender has to go kill an alley cat. Just so you know.
Well, I was going to anyway.
It is Wednesday.
While we're off air, I can get these out. Oh, Christ.
I'm still recording this,
Jesus
you know.
Jesus Christ.
Does this go on the Beach Unleashed podcast by perchance then?
If you want it to, no. It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
The beast is unleashed. Rawr.
Yeah.
Come here, Cheetor.
We're not exactly professional over there.
We're not professional here either.
Speaking of Cheetor, I actually still have my reissue in the Transmetal 2 downstairs. Came across those unpacking not too long ago.
Yeah, you mean the Transmetal Cheetor?
Yeah, and then like the Fox Kids reissue where instead of the spots were black, they're brown. And I think he's got green eyes, I'm not sure.
I hated the Transmetal 2 Cheetor.
Yeah.
Just for the color.
Letdown after how cool the Transmetal 1 was.
Exactly.
It was like, really? You changed into that? This is an upgrade?
Well, my whole complaint about the toy is it does not match the cartoon model whatsoever.
Really?
Really?
There's really? More black on the cartoon model than there is on the actual toy.
Well,
the toy,
so
that's the cartoon model. Say whatsoever,
pretty accurate. Yeah, I mean...
Whatsoever to me is like Swindle, like original G1 Swindle.
Yeah.
That in no way matches.
Are we back?
I actually bought myself a second G1 Swindle so I could. Hello, everybody.
Now,
labels G1 stickers for it because I'm a big Swindle.
Well, that's all our time for DMG this month.
Hey,
all
right. DMG,
well, thanks for joining us, DMG.
Hey, DMG, what did you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. I was going to probably say I was flipping through my Generations Deluxe. So I was going to ask you guys a question. Does anybody, you guys should have to have the actual issue itself, or I should say book, but does anybody actually know what the robot's name is on page 38? It's like the concept prototype toy for the Power Master Optimus Prime, but it's not.
The Generations book? Which one?
It's on page 38, and it's
the answer to your question is Phyllis.
Give me like 5-10 minutes. I can go dig that book out. I have that book.
I have a copy somewhere,
that.
But
look at that. I'm not sure. You got to forewarn us about that.
Yeah, really. I didn't know what to actually ask.
DMG, you ask that question next month when we do this, and I'll pull the book out.
I do appreciate that your question was like a very specific trivia.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I just have the book in my hands.
Okay. Next time we'll get Bonzo in on the call-in segment.
Don't mention the Fallen. Whatever you do, don't mention the Fallen. I was so disappointed in that damn part of the movie.
The Fallen.
Yes. Somebody said Fallen, and I just got a shiver up my back.
Oh. I'm with you, brother. I hate the Fallen.
That wasn't even the best part about the movie. I don't know if Brian told you guys, but I was like so hyped up for the movie. He may remember the picture I sent him. I actually shaved like the Autobot logo into my beard.
Yes.
And went to the movie with it. And the only bad thing about it, like one of the aisle attendees was the only person to know it.
What?
Maybe you should have dyed it green.
I had blue in it. I had blue
was
for
the rest
eyes.
Of the crowd just like teenager douchebags or what?
No. It was like, you know, I'd say like early 20s at best, maybe a couple teenagers here and there.
Acceptable.
First in line though.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, see.
See, I can't make funny for that. I remember going to the Men in Black midnight showing with a friend, and we both dressed in black suits.
It's kind of lame.
People got autographs from us. We stood in front of the poster at the theater and got shocked looks from people because we stood right in front of it, like right in front of the people, and they didn't notice. They got right up close.
Nice. Wow. Obvious crowd. Very observant.
Yeah.
Do you have glasses, too?
Yeah. We did the whole bit. Oh, we were some serious dorks.
Was that past tense?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You're on our podcast about toy robots. And
I'm doing my best. You know, even doing my best, I still don't feel like I'm quite as good a dork as I was when I was a kid.
No. You have responsibility now. You know.
Yeah, I know. It's just crap I have to do. You know, you just can't get it all in there. No. There's stuff that has to be done. All of a sudden,
time
you're
like, of the day.
Yeah. Right.
No more spur of the moment runs to Toys R Us.
Well, my daughter's name is Leia.
Yeah.
And
get it.
Branded for life.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You weren't thinking of Alderaan when you named her, I hope.
No. I've always liked that name. I didn't name my kid that just to be a dork.
Although it helped.
Yeah, it helped.
No, that's nice.
Once upon a time when I was 12 and my mother was going to, you know, was pregnant with my sister, we wanted to name her Leia. And my stepfather put the, you know, ironclad kibosh on that, so I kind of tucked that away. But even my mother was cool with naming a kid Leia. So,
my dad wanted to name me Christopher Columbus. I'm so glad my mom vetoed that.
That's pretty weak, especially because he's like this genocidal maniac. That's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exploring maniac.
I mean, we have a holiday for him, but if you really, look at the history of it, you would have been named for somebody who should probably be put in a list with Hitler. So.
Yeah, that's your point.
Wow.
I mean,
that's our Ender.
That's Ender's history.
No, that's our history. That's just it. It seems like Ender's a pessimist, but Ender's just a realist. Things really do suck.
Well, at least you didn't use the word optimist. I'm afraid to see how that would turn out in the same sentence.
Well, you know, a pessimist is what an idealist calls a realist.
Good way.
Good. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, DMG, got anything else?
Well, one of the two things I wanted to point out that I was thinking about it is, like, one of the things I study with, like, the database I'm working at with right now is, and it's probably a big taboo topic for TF fans, is the lack of consistency with scale.
Ouch.
The overall scale.
Yeah.
And the only reason... Yeah. And then I was kind of thinking about, like, if they actually worked with, like, WST Transformers and work their way up, I wonder if the scale could even be somewhat adjusted, to say the least.
I think the problem you're always going to encounter with scale is the fact of the matter is that it's scale versus budget.
Oh, yes.
And marketability. So, that's really what it comes down to is, you know, yeah, almost any. I mean, we've seen from, you know, either, you know, the world's smallest or, you know, even just some of the bootlegs that are made. They could make these things any damn size they wanted, even with the same designs to some degree. But really, it comes down to is, will someone buy this toy at this size?
That's a good point.
That's true.
So I always kind of figured if they actually like did like a Micro Machine sized Bumblebee and worked their way up, how much different things would be. Fort would be huger, but huger.
I'm a lot larger.
I'm
such a douchebag when it comes to this question, because to me, scale just doesn't exist. And Hasbro's like, well, what's the point of scale? And I look at it the same way. I really don't.
Yeah, I mostly feel the same way. Now, that being said, I recently bought one of those bootleg Fortress Maximus toys.
Because the smaller one where it doesn't have like the dual combining head.
Right, yeah, it's just you know, like 7 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it for one specific reason. I wanted to be able to assemble the cast of Last Stand of the Wreckers. Yep. And I thought that would fit in better with it. I have a Fort Max.
Mm-hmm. As well do I.
I thought that would be ridiculous in that cast shot.
Yeah,
from how the way the comic plays.
You have to put him way back in the frame.
One to set in there, yeah. So I got myself a little one to fit into that cast.
Speaking of,
scale by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, yeah,
so that's always going to be a weird thing. It's just sort of, I don't know. That's sort of part of my childlike wonder with toys and Transformers has to kick in, and I just have to be like, I have these characters. This is what was made of them. This is where they come from. This is from where the idea derives, and I just have to live with that.
And Malunas points out in our chat room that scale in Transformers means robots playing basketball and riding merry-go-rounds.
Wow.
Only Malunas would think of that.
You know, my whole thing with scale has always been, with Transformers, you have to throw logic out the window to begin with.
I mean, away we go.
Yeah, let's stop and think here. These are living robots from outer space that turn into cars.
That come from a planet where life evolved from naturally occurring gears and pulleys.
Yeah.
Don't say a technogenesis. Please don't say a technogenesis.
They can turn into a spaceship. They can turn into a spaceship, yet they need a ride from planet to planet. You know, logic goes right out the window. So you talk about scale, you got to be like, well, it'd be great if they all were twos. Oh, and my girlfriend says, and they can swim. That's always baffled her since I showed her the original movie.
Mine usually sunk.
But once you put the scale in, yeah, remember Bruticus is going to be dragging one limb behind him because the space shuttle is going to be gigantic compared to everyone else. Superion's going to look like. Superion's going to look like.
Oh, that's genius. I never thought of that. That's just
Superion. Think about Superion. Exactly how useful it would be. The center is a Concorde, and the other ones are small fighter jets. He's going to be like a flipper baby, a giant body, and just a couple little pieces flopping. I'm going to get you. Come here.
That's your point.
Somebody needs to draw us these things to scale.
Yes.
You know, I remember seeing where someone did draw Bruticus with at least a giant shuttle arm. I just don't remember where it was. But I have seen it before.
If anyone's listening who does these images, we need... This is the... the RFC scale STFU contest.
Scale makes no sense.
Have you guys ever heard
anything for a lobster boy Superion now? That would be awesome.
Well, put into context here. I don't know how many of you have seen a Abrams tank right next to a Jeep. They're not the same size. They would not have good legs for the same guy.
Well, you guys were talking about that with RID. Like the whole thing about was it their version of Blastoff, whatever it's called, like would be extremely larger than everybody else. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, you probably fit everybody else in his cargo bay, to say the least.
Man, Swindle's supposed to be a leg too.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
Is she Swindle driving up to that and be like, "The hell is this?"
I mean, here's the thing. Like, Ryan, you were saying, like, Hasbro doesn't pay attention to scale, but they do.
They do.
The problem is, though, well, I guess it's not a problem, but from their point of view, the alt mode doesn't factor in the scale. It's the character. You know, I mean, they try to mesh that with, like, roughly, like, Optimus is big, Bumblebee is small.
Well, then
and what they turn into is irrelevant.
Yeah, I was counter that with Nightstream.
my God, Night Scream.
Well, yeah, the Beast Machines is a whole nightmare. That, I mean, that's when they were experimenting with doing multiple
with LSD.
You know what? I'm not gonna hang on. You gotta. I'm gonna call for a back off on Night Scream, and this is why.
I like
because they designed these characters completely outside of toys. It was really clear that these characters were not designed to be toys. Some of the Viacons were fine. But saw in the first round of toys just these atrocious models that just didn't look anything like, I mean, nothing resembling what was in the show.
Right.
I mean, maybe Black Arachnia was okay. But beyond that, like, all of them was just like, all right, I guess it still turns into a cat. None of them made sense. But when we got the second round, some of the smaller toys, like they called drones, looked much better. Like the Cycle Drone.
Cycle Drone is one of the best toys ever.
Tank Drone.
Those are amazing toys. Rat Trap was even pretty good considering, what we'd gotten before. And Megatron, the whole second round of toys, we got some designers who were really trying their best. And the deal was, it was Night Scream, that I think the scale came about like, it was like, how can we possibly do this toy? How can we possibly make this look like it needs to look? And they did it in that scale for that reason. I think there are a lot of... I mean, Beast Machines gets a lot of short shrift because of that awful first run. But some of those second-run toys, if you really look at the engineering, are genius. And they really captured what was going on in the show to a degree that I wouldn't have expected possible.
Yeah.
I like first-wave Beast Machine toys.
Mirage is a great toy. Optimus is a great toy. I'm happy with all of them. Hey, DMG, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. Gotta jump to Tony, who's been waiting for a while. Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. See appreciate it.
Yeah, no we'll problem. Talk to you later.
DMG, take care, guys. Awesome.
Bye. See ya.
Thanks, DMG.
Let's see here. We're gonna go ahead and jump to Tony. Tony's been waiting for a while. I think quite a few of the first wave Beast Machine toys are great, but yeah, I mean, they really did suffer because they really shouldn't have been toys.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't play. But things like the Cheetor from the second run, that Night Splash Cheetor, like, that was a genius mold.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, Tony, what's up?
Tony!
Not too bad. I'm pretty well. I'm just shaking off a bit of a cold, so if you hear me coughing, I apologize. But it's also charming.
All right, Tony, I've been dying for weeks.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And it's really no worse than the sounds Rob is making tonight.
Yeah.
Rob just makes those sounds naturally, so.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
It's no fun when you mean to do it, man.
Yeah, that's true.
So what's up?
You are genuine gas.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Petrol, okay.
Petrol. Oh, gasoline works too. So, yes.
What do you want to know, man? What do you got for us?
Well, I'd like to talk about the old Power Core Combiners and Wolf Cybertron. I just watched PR's video of the review of pretty much all the Power Core Combiners. Firstly, I've got to say, how the hell did he get his hands on them now?
I'd like to know.
It's PR. That's what he does.
And secondly,
he receives stolen goods.
XV.
Come on, now.
Bite your tongue.
You don't go out and explicitly say that. It may not be true.
Yes, I do.
Can I go the extra link and call him a thief?
We don't want to cause drama, but you know, if that's what you think, that's what you think.
It's spooky. It's an opinion.
Spooky did absolutely. Yeah, Spooky was a criminal. Yes. There's a reason Spooky's no longer around.
Yeah.
Incarceration.
Yeah, he's more of a. Well, shit. What Spooky's now spanked.
Oh yeah.
I'm quite looking forward to these little guys when they come out. Secondly, if they come out to the UK, because we get screwed on Transformers, particularly animated RC. But I won't go there just now. But they actually look pretty damn cool, to be perfectly honest. I do like which one is it? Scorch or Cinder? Is it that one? The Decepticon fire truck?
Yes.
Yeah, Smolder, that's the one.
Chopster.
Yeah. The best name yes. ever.
Chopstick. I'm going to hit you with my friend. Ow!
Yeah, it does, they do look damn cool. So I'm looking forward to those.
See, that's what we need. We got target masters and head masters. God help us, we even have breast masters. But what we haven't gotten yet
breast,
is
breast
bludgeon.
Force.
We yeah, need breast bludgeon force. Masters. Jesus. I want bludgeon masters where yes. they turn into little like clubs and swords to smack each other with.
How about yeah. if it's just the that's robot deep. That has a handle sticking off of it so you can put it in yeah, someone's hand?
That, right. that would be the next transformer.
Yeah, but that's genius. I like that idea. Bludgeon masters, yes. And
bludgeon masters, there we go. Yeah. Of course, it would inexorably yeah, lead to the probably copyright infringement puppet masters. But
yeah. Behold the power of my puppets.
Yeah, where are you putting that bit?
Yeah. Aha, I can counter the puppet master with my mighty sword of doom. Swash.
I would buy that.
Yeah, I would buy that too.
Isn't that basically what the Optimus Prime arm cannon thing is though? Basically a puppet, except it shoots crap.
Thanks, Brian. I'm never going to be able to use that again.
Well, if that's the case, then Megatron is the biggest puppet of all, especially the G1
he's
gun.
He's the biggest tool of all.
Well, let's get some energy from trees, guys.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to do that today, huh? Well, yeah, bots even bother with him. Just let him run around circles until he gets tired.
My cannon is powered by a black hole. They start screaming like, yeah, you're a hole, all right.
I am all powerful. Somebody hold me.
And so Slash enters and
it writes itself.
Yes.
Well, anyway, I said about that the best.
Slash doesn't it.
So, power core combiners.
Yep. Must buy. I'm going to be selling yes. to, like, buy those things.
So. Yeah, but like I say, we in the UK are probably not going to get all of them. So that's going to suck.
Like, that's what suck. The World Wide Web is for, though.
It is, but you see, we've got to pay postage. Oh, sorry, shipping to you guys. We've got to pay shipping. So, unless we get friends to send them for free. Oh, dear.
It's only money, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You all have tons spend of it. Money over there, right?
Man, that's what you get for letting those colonies slip away.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
no,
just go to local flea market within a year. You'll find all of them. I mean, they're going to be weird colored and not hold together too well, but they'll be there.
No,
otherwise,
this
great.
Is true, too. So, yes. But they're on the definitely to-buy list. Along with the new Seeker, new Thrust.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Dead,
I didn't think I'd like Thrust until I saw the better pictures of them. Like, you know, I think I want another one.
They made it look a lot better than the Japanese version.
That's, yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. That's damn good.
Yes.
So, yes. So, War for Cybertron. I am really, really looking forward to it now. Every clip I see just makes me want it even more.
It's going to look so good on my 55-inch screen.
Yes, mine too.
On your PS3.
Well.
That's a good, see, now that's a good question. I have all these options all of a sudden. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Get the DS1. I'm really sick of it.
There you go.
Autobot today.
I think I'm purposefully staying away from a lot of the video clips and everything because, and I know I'm like mentioning this again, but I just don't want to overhype it. I don't want to know too much, you know.
He's really scarred.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm the same thing. I mean, what I've seen so far is looks pretty damn cool, but we've not seen gameplay yet, and that's a bad sign.
Yes, that's what's concerning me at this point because you know I want to see how it's going to play. You know, how is the storyline actually going to work? Because I still have not seen anything yet that doesn't convince me that this isn't exactly the same kind of game as the first movie game that came out in the 70s. And well, I mean,
you haven't watched enough stuff then. I mean, like, well, there's enough out there to show you that it's not that.
Well, I mean, in gameplay, like I know there's story wise, there's a stuff and there's video that's saying it's different, whatever.
I'm most concerned about the story at this point in terms of disappointment. I think the key is going to be to try and not buy into Hasbro's hype that this is some kind of definitive thing about where the universe comes from, and to just take it as yet another iteration. Because yeah. I think the storyline, if anything, is going to be what disappoints people.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. I mean, they are promising massive. Well, they are promising a big multimedia, multiplayer online. So it's going to be you can create your own Transformer. Now, is that like facial, or you know, or is it going to be you know? Like classes, you know, like on Call of Duty, where you can create your own class, like a sniper class or a SMG class. Because I don't want to sit there and tweak his face and his wingtips and his color, and I just want to pick a class and go out and destroy things.
I mean, I'd imagine it's class related.
Yeah, well, that's what I want. Really.
Even just because there's flyers and healers and whatnot, it seems to me to be set up that way.
Oh, well, that's I know what I'm making.
Three person squad.
Yeah, I'm making Rey Mysterio.
Sorry, nice. Is that a wrestling reference? I have no idea about wrestling.
I'm gonna make a kicker.
But anyway, yeah,
that's better.
Yeah, well, the only other thing I've got that concerns me is the fact that it's Ratchet, Bumblebee, and Optimus Prime. Now, that's okay if you start off like that and then you branch off into missions with Jazz, Blue Streak, Hound, Trailbreaker, and all those guys. But if it's just those three...
I wouldn't bet on Trailbreaker.
Well, I'm just... It's just what I can see, you know, myself at 2 o'clock in the morning. But you know what I mean, though. It's not, I don't want to be those three characters the whole length of the game. I want to be able to, like, maybe start with those and then unlock other characters as the game progresses. Yeah.
I get the impression that's what it is.
Oh, well that's alleviated.
I wouldn't worry about that. Yeah, it's not going to be, you're not going to be stuck with the same three characters. From what I understand, from what I've read, a big part of the game is going to be picking a party that works for the mission you're undertaking.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I mean, yeah, I mean, you have like a sniper guy, a big heavy hitter guy, and then a healer guy, which would be quite cool, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, Grimlock's in the game, Ironhide's in the game. I think those are things you're gonna see, you know, play into that sort of party dynamic. You know, you can bring in a healer and a flyer and a whatnot.
It's all in an alliance in a minute.
Well, it's gonna be good if it's gonna be like if you, when you go online, a team, you know, squads. It's three of you versus like another team of three and another team of three. Sorry, my voice is going. I do apologize, but. But yeah, that'd be quite an interesting dynamic for it. Like, you've got to stick together as your team, or as, like, if you get separated, bad things will start to happen. But again, we're only speculating at this point, so it could be anything.
You know, making a party and all that sounds awesome, but if I'm still, like, having to destroy 20 cars in a minute, I'm going to be pissed off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to be what this game's like. I've seen nothing to indicate anything even vaguely like that. Nor was that even what the last game was like.
I got throw trees at this guy when I got a big gun.
No. No, the first Transformers movie game was an atrocity.
And absolutely.
Even the second one, though, was actually a decent game. I'd even go so far as to say a good game. And I see no reason to think that these people are going to make something bad or like the first one again. The first one had a lot to do with how rushed they were. I mean, I think they made that game in about half the time you're supposed to make a game in.
But it falls in the trap of a movie tie-in game, because movie tie-in games are generally bad anywhere.
Well, they were, when I went to do the talk about the preview of Revenge of the Fallen, they were already talking about how they wanted a yearly franchise. And I think this is what they were talking about. They've been working on this for longer than it seems like.
Yeah. Well, you see, the thing is as well, I mean, I want to use my alt mode aggressively, like in the PS2 game. Like, drive into a squad of Decepticons and then do Matrix-style transform and then shoot at them at the same time. Because that was one thing I was really disappointed with the movie games. You just drove and then transformed. Because one thing I did really like was when in the Armada game is when you just drove straight into a squad of Decepticon drones, and then he transformed, beats them down, shoots them down, and it was fantastic. I just did that most of the game. But this one, I really hope we can do that as well.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yep.
Damn awesome.
Cool.
Especially if we can get some triple changes in there as well, so you can be like being Decepticon, so we can be, you know, Blitzwing flying at them and then transform into a tank.
The potential of triple changers and things like that is that the model doesn't have to realistically work in the real world. So you can have like an awesome robot mode and an awesome alt mode. You could have an awesome robot mode and 50 awesome alt modes. It really, you know, that's going to be cool. So.
Oh well, that's it. I mean, if it's set on Cybertron, I mean, from what I've heard as well, it's going to be set on Cybertron, and then the next game is going to be set on Earth. This is what people have sort of speculated at, that it's going to be like a trilogy, and maybe, you know, I don't know what comes after that one. But I mean, from what I've sort of worked out is that it's going to be the War for Cybertron, blah, 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 and then at the end of the game, it's going to be boarding the Ark, and then possibly a DLC will be crashing on Earth.
That could work.
Type.
Yeah.
And then they'll go under the water.
Mm.
No. Fight on the moon. Fight on Mars. Fight in your backyard.
Athena.
Mini games. Yeah.
Mini games, mini
bots. Bumblebee is going bowling.
Dude, I would buy that.
Yeah,
if they would have put that up on Xbox Live Arcade, I would buy that. Bumblebee's bowling.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, it'd be about as interesting as Bumblebee ongoing at the moment, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, does Ender have anything to say about that? Or is Ender
nope,
gone?
Okay.
Ender's gone, okay. Tony, thank
Speechless.
You so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Go to bed.
Yeah, feel better. Yeah, feel better, man.
Yeah, you're feeling better, sir.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's been a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on, and I'm available next time if you ever fancy it.
Just shoot me an email, sir.
I will, sir. Thank you very much, and I'll catch you all later.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Tony's really nice. He's really active on our Facebook page. I really like him. He's a big fan of like all Transformers podcasts, Moonbase 2, all things Transformers and like that. He's a great guy. Let's see here. I got an email. Let me go ahead and pull it up real quick from one of our listeners, Kyle Scott. He says, we've all seen the Power Core Combiner sets and how awesome they look. Now the Commander Combaticon features are great, but who wants to spend buttloads of money to buy two Combiner sets for the drones and to put on a Commander? I might. He said, my question for RFC is, do you think Hasbro will release drone sets like they do with Minicon sets?
Ooh, I'd like that to happen.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
If the line is successful.
And you know what it'll be? It'll be recolors.
Yeah. Don't expect new stuff.
Right. Just I'm not saying it'll be stuff. Right. It'll just be different colored stuff. I mean, because really, there's about, you know, 50 Minicon molds and about 500 color differences.
1 million.
How many pearls you got? Oh God!
You know, if Takara puts that, ends up doing it, they probably will end up doing that. I mean, they did it before.
Oh yeah, we'll get like translucent ones.
Which no, what I'm looking
blind
what
pack.
I'm looking for to have happened is that Hasbro will take the Energon Combiner limbs and retool the connectors to be compatible with the Power Core Combiner.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be cool.
I'd buy that for $1.
But do I think? Oh hell yeah! I mean this has recolor, semi retool, and rethrow out to the public. You know, written all over it. I mean this.
All they got to do is
this idea has legs. As they
pack the deluxes with limbs. Oh, new team.
Yes,
legs made out of jet, John. Legs made out of jet.
Sold.
I really hope this gets a printed form of fiction or a cartoon or something, because I just want to hear the episode where someone goes, I just punched you in the face with a car!
Get up!
Would it be somebody hitting Megatron with a car, Rob?
Rhinox
perhaps?
Yes.
And it happened.
We've got one more caller just waiting to make sure that he's ready, and we'll bring him on. Hi, there's Ender. Hey, Ender.
Yo.
Let's see here.
We thought we lost you.
Yeah, we thought we lost you.
I said something just a second ago. You did lose me for a second there.
Oh, okay.
Let's go ahead and add our good buddy, good fan, and occasional crew member, Bill McElfresh, also known as the Fish.
He's more of a mascot, I think.
Mascot. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
I am good. How are you?
Awesome. Good hearing
even
from you,
better.
Sir. I am currently looking at my new. I am selling stuff at DairyCon for people, and someone's having me sell some stuff like a Classics Megatron and an Animated Prime, which I never got. And Classics Megs is the most awesome toy ever.
You think so?
I think Classics Megatron.
The tank or the gun?
The gun. He the fits gun. Perfectly in my hand as a gun.
That's the one I didn't buy.
Do you feel like more of a man?
So does the original Megatron, Billy.
Billy doesn't want to buy the original Megatron, though. I mean,
I want to buy the Masterpiece Megatron.
No, you don't.
No.
No. How many pieces?
Spend all day on one leg. Damn it, it's still not folding right.
Awesome.
Yeah, Nerf Megatron's exactly right, Black Convoy. Nerf Megatron. You know, that's actually the one Classics toy that they didn't repaint it, not in the U.S. But that's like the one toy that I didn't buy at least the mold of, because I didn't want it. It took me.
I wish I got the hanky one.
Yeah, I like the color better on the hanky one, but
I think the hanky one's really ugly.
They're both really ugly.
I like the.
When it came out, I was like, "Yeah, Megatron turns into a gun!" And I looked at it and was like, "Oh man, that's why he never turns into a gun."
Oh yeah, because it sucks.
G1, dude.
No.
Well, our guest is apparently fond of it.
No.
Yes, you.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Bravo.
I like the American tank one. I thought the tank one was pretty good.
Is that Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one.
No, these are just awesome. I love them.
Do you work with the DairyCon guys? Are you a DairyCon person? Like, is that
who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, no. I'm just. This is my first time going, and supposedly my last time going, because this is the last time they're going to have the convention. Supposedly.
Oh, really?
Oh, that sucks.
What?
Breaking news. They turned me down for a press pass last year.
It's an awesome name.
I read on an interview on TFW from a long time ago. They said this year's going to be the last Epic, and then they said, what should we expect for next year? And then they said nothing. And then in a greater question, they said this is going to be the best year and last year ever.
Maybe they said nothing because they were trying to, like, you know, dampen expectations.
Yeah, you know? I do that all the time, especially when I used to be dating.
Nice.
Just gonna let you know this night's gonna suck.
I'm not gonna say it to you.
Where is that? Where do they
have
that?
Did you bring a magnifying glass?
This year's in Fond du Lac, Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac. Where is that?
Fond du Lac. Yeah, I've been there.
It's up. You know where that little like you know that little like what is it? That little split from the. On the side, there's like a little like finger that's sticking out. It's right at the edge of that.
What?
It's by Appleton.
I got
you. Paint quite the picture.
That was pretty good. No, I used to live in like Dubuque, Iowa, which is, you know, sort of like right across the river from part of Wisconsin. But
yeah, I live in Chicago, so I live.
Who
used to be from Chicago?
Ender's from Chicago. XV used to be from Chicago.
Yeah.
Wait, Ender.
But his story changed.
And I've been to Chicago, so.
Wait, Ender lives in Chicago or he lives by Chicago?
Yeah,
you may not want to say.
Ender should totally go hang out.
No. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know right now. I think I almost just broke the little. No, I never mind.
Okay.
Already, if you pull something off of somebody else's toy, it's probably not a good idea to mention it on the live podcast.
No, it's not that. I broke my Legend Scavenger. One of the pegs broke off.
Mm. Lightly used. Lightly used. Yep.
You know, I broke my Beast Machine Scavenger, but I made sure to fix it because it's the best toy ever. Just had to say that.
But Brian breaks everything as soon as he opens it. So.
He sure does.
Yeah, what do you do with those things?
Usually if I break it, if it's like a G1 toy, it goes into a baggie so I can, like, you know, cannibalize a couple to fix it. But if it's like that, it usually goes in the trash.
Aww.
But Scavenger is an exception because he's so awesome. So, Bill, what did you want to talk about?
Well, there's two things. First off, for the ideas for War for Cybertron, I definitely think that they should have a War for Cybertron Warpath. I think that would look so epic.
It'd be awesome. I don't know about epic, but bam! Kapowie! That would be awesome.
Yeah. Not like that, but I mean just the design.
What's my animated Warpath?
We saw him in season 3, didn't we? He was in that shot.
Yeah. No, I mean a toy. Yeah.
Maybe twice.
That's what I'm talking about.
I would buy that.
It was huge.
I would definitely buy animated Warpath. Someone has to do a Kit Bash or a Scratch Built.
Like that animated Grandis.
Oh, no, the animated
like
Grandis.
The Masterpiece Warpath. Someone did a Masterpiece Warpath.
From what? How did they do that?
It's completely Scratch Built.
Does it look good?
It looks amazing. Hold on, I can make.
Well, you know, somebody did the Scratch Build animated Omega Supreme, which also it was like completely on model.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I've seen that. That was insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one of the few things I've seen those, you know, those they sell those things and they end up with those giant price tags. You know, 4-5 digits. Well, 4. And that was one of the few, like, I felt like that was justified. I mean, not just from the effort the person put in. Like, that was an amazing thing.
I'm posting the image in the chat box right now. It's standing next to an Ultra Magnus. Masterpiece Ultra Magnus.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Wow.
I remember that figure. Yeah, that's, yeah. Whoever did that.
I remember the anger.
Over I'm trying to figure out how many Gundam parts there are in that.
Break it down.
Most.
I never got into Gundam.
Oh, that's too bad.
Man.
Yeah, you missed out on the glorious late 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much that was my college.
It was extreme!
No. That does look pretty good.
But what I'm mainly here to talk about today is Alternity.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Everybody take a drink.
I don't know why, but I've just been really interested in Alternity, and one of my big questions is, are they going to bring Alternity to Generations?
No.
Okay, that was easy.
I can't.
I mean, that's one of my speculations, is that they might do something with that.
No.
I know.
No.
Why not?
Well, do you want to put it
Generations.
Because Alternity sucks, and... Well,
right after they make a G1 Moonracer, they'll get right on that.
That would be so awesome.
real world, Billy. One, most of those cars aren't even out in America, and they're all licensed. Two, it's like $60 for a deluxe. Hasbro's going to be like, how are we going to make this work?
Well, it would be massively cheaper when it came here.
Yeah.
But it would still be so complex that it would have to be sold at a higher price point.
Yeah, right. And those cars would...
Go ahead.
They'd probably be like Ford Tauruses or something. You know, they'd have to get like a different license or something, I'd imagine.
I would buy a Ford.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Just don't make it a Prius. It might run away.
No, I drive a Toyota Yaris, and I would love to have a Yaris Transformer, admittedly. It was awesome.
You do?
Yeah, I have a Yaris.
I drive one of those, too.
When I got mine, I was the only one on the road because I got it in like 2006, and now they're everywhere. Now, you know, it was kind of cool when I had it. Now it's just like, oh, he's driving one of those little Corollas.
I want to get a smart car Transformer. I want that. What? I don't know why, but
like
I'm
Prius
obsessed
or something?
With smart cars.
No, smart car.
Well, you know that would really lend itself to the futuristic car vibe anyway.
Yeah, and a bumblebee.
If the future sucks.
The future is going to suck.
In the future, nothing works.
Brian's bootlegging diesel driving man.
Next Saturday night, we are sending you back to the future.
As quoted from Silk Spectre from, Watchmen, the future, every single day, the future looks a little bit darker, but the past just keeps on getting brighter.
Yeah.
That does make a lot of sense there. That was deep.
Yeah, but it's a drink.
However, almost every flannel pattern from the 90s will always be a, but that never happened.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I just want to say one thing about BBTS. They are selling these cool Marvel headphones that are like $40 that have like a whole bunch of cool Marvel logos and stuff like that. I saw it on Attack of the Show on G4 today. So
okay,
you love that show, don't
I just want to. Yeah, he loves AOTS, and JD loves Olivia Munn.
She is hot.
Very fan.
She's from Oklahoma City. I just got to throw that out there. So
you know,
she
is. I just.
Yep.
That's interesting. I just gotta say, when The Fish first came on, he had this long, like 20-minute BBTS plug. It was fantastic. Don't do it now. Don't do it now.
But
you can shill like a madman. I love you for that. So I just wanted to get that out. So.
At least I'm respected in some sort of community, because in some other Transformers communities, I'm being really, really like, some people are really, really pissed off at me right now.
What'd you do?
Why?
We don't want to.
We're not really into the whole fandom politics angle here. I mean,
yeah.
Billy's deathy.
Don't care. Yeah.
Billy's deathy. That'd be great.
If you're not pissed at me, you might not be a Transformers fan.
That's true. So. Okay, Bill. Anything else?
Leonard Nimoy doing a voice in War for Cybertron. I would most likely guess that he would be.
It's fake.
I know it's fake, but if he was doing it, I would expect him to be someone like who is it? Like one of the big hulking ones.
In my mind, Leonard Nimoy voicing a character in War for Cybertron would be like Morgan Freeman voicing a character in Cybertron. He'd just be voicing himself as a robot.
Right.
I couldn't care less.
Still kind of awesome.
If they want to put original universe Mr. Spock in War for Cybertron, maybe we could do something with that.
They should totally have
Morgan Freeman to be Wheeljack.
They should totally have a transforming USS Enterprise.
Oh, okay. Oh. Go back and listen to the interview that we did with Metal Hawk Guy.
Yes.
And he talked about all of that and transforming TARDIS and so forth.
Yes.
So if everyone's out there listening, they never have. Hey, Bill, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
See you, Fish.
Okay, Bill's awesome. Okay,
it's Billy and the Fish.
All those people who all the people who are listening, if you've never visited us, check us out, tfradio.net. We have like this awesome archive. We have awesome blogs and lots of awesome podcasts. So check it out. Someone was saying
we've
something.
Got a black belt being awesome.
Yes, we have a first and a 10th degree black belt in being awesome, and I just wanted to cover both bases. I don't remember which one's better.
Whatever's good.
Whatever's good, we've got it.
We can trip and throw you in awesome.
Yeah. Hey, also, check out tfradio.net/comics/valuemags. You can get comics up to 64% off the cover price. tfradio.net/comics.
Yes. Do it.
Yes.
Billy has a YouTube page, everybody.
Yeah, Bill, go to tfvideo.net, and Bill is one of our subscriptions, so check that out. I don't remember his URL, but you can access it at tfvideo.net. So
pop it in the chat, Billy.
Yeah, put it in the chat, Billy. Anything else, guys? For the people listening, keep listening. We're gonna have a live toy cast. That's going to go up. Mike, is it going to go in ToyCast 50?
Yes, it's going to be a live segment inside ToyCast episode 50. It'll be the RFC crew segment.
Awesome. Hey, XV, Chris is saying your idea is stupid. I'm just trying to find out which one. I'll let you know later. Oh, he said all
probably
of
putting
them.
Spock in War for Cybertron.
Yeah, Chris says all of your ideas are stupid, so that's great. That mutual animosity is going a long way.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's okay, because Chris is a racist anyway, so I don't care what he thinks.
That is true.
Wow.
No, there's a backstory to that. Listen to New Soundwave. Barely episodes you'll understand. It's not really... Yeah. Okay.
He is really a racist. Okay, again, check us out, tfradio.net, Radio Free Cybertron, lots of podcasts, including New Soundwave, which is our general geek podcast, and it's due for a tweaking, maybe firing the host, Superhero Time, which is our Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and Sentai podcast, Fanboy Versus, which is our comic book podcast. We also need to fire the host there. Outside the cage, which is wrestling and MMA. It's mostly MMA. I throw some wrestling in because I have no clue about MMA.
Punch each other.
Yeah, they do.
They roll around.
You should round.
Boot to the head. Mayor, you found a punch.
Yes. So check all those out, guys. Anything else? Anything else?
Yes. I have a shout out. I got to throw out there.
Okay.
One real quick one, just from to Jack from T-Formers, because he gave me a great discount on some awesome stuff.
Jack is awesome. Thank you, Jack.
We love you, Jack. The other is to Ultra Convoy, who out of the blue sent me several cool items, but the coolest of which being one of those sort of red and blue bat primals. From back in the day. I don't know what the name is for that version of him, but he sent me one of those, and he sent me what appears to be a prototype Action Master Prime.
That's insane.
For free. Wow. Out of the blue.
It's like, dude, it totally has a necklace attached to it. I think it's a prototype.
No, it's like it has the right copyrights on it. It's kind of worn. I mean, like, I think it was some kind of, like, you know, fake or reproduction or something. I mean, it's like aged plastic. You can tell the thing's old. And it has a little translucent Optimus Prime style gun that fits in Action Master's hand that didn't come with the toy. It is awesome. I imagine it was expensive, and I have no idea why someone would send it to me for free. But I am
extremely crazy
grateful.
And awesome.
And yeah, you're keeping it.
Yes, and I'm keeping it. you know, well, I know a lot of people aren't big on Action Masters, but I have a lot of fond memories of that toy, actually playing with it as a child. So I am big on it, and thank you, Ultra Convoy. You are the man. That's a level of generosity I can scarcely imagine.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Thank you.
That's great.
Let's see here. Oh yeah, Billy's page is at youtube.com/user/thefallenrevenge1. There you go, Billy. Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and be back next week. Thank you for.
Before we go off, Brian, I got a quick little something I want to throw out there.
Okay.
Other than Rhinox farting.
Or smelling flowers.
Transformers fiction.
Yeah. Yesterday was my birthday, as a couple
happy
of you guys
birthday.
Know.
Happy birthday. I forgot.
Oh, thanks. Yes. But that's
Hooray.
That's
happy
not
birthday,
where I'm going.
You stupid old bastard.
my old fart. my wonderful
good wishes, but I don't have any.
Dude, shut up.
My wonderful girlfriend. My wonderful girlfriend who's listening right now went completely out of her way to show me an amazing birthday. So right here I want to say thanks there, sweetie. She's totally hot, guys, and you can't have her.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
we've tried.
I had a joke for that. Actually, I had three or four, but none of them were polite.
I think we all had a couple jokes for that.
Did you post anything of the internet to the internet of that birthday? I'm just wondering.
No, you guys can't see pictures.
Did she wake you up in that
But do they
way?
Exist? Because Scaleface...
Could... Scaleface furry outside, dude. It's creepy. I don't live in a good neighborhood, Scaleface. Put your pants on.
Yeah, Scaleface, if you get those pictures, post them to...
Not Scaleface.
You know, we like Scaleface. Why are you picking on Scaleface?
Yeah. I know.
I didn't say he was out in the bushes. I just insinuated that he could get me pictures of anything I want.
That's true. Okay, guys. Let's go ahead and wrap it up. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2010 Radio Free Cybertron.
Radio Free Cybertron presents Transformers the Movie, Part 5. Starring John Machida as Blur, Conan O'Brien as Hot Rod, seriously, Will Ferrell as Galvatron, wow, Del Carter as Unicron, and Eric Idle as George Lopez, the hell, plus other surprising and shocking guest stars.
Hi, I'm Sam Witwicky, and I want to tell you about the Transformers in the most awesome 2.5 hours of my life. My great-grandfather found Megatron frozen in ice like 100 years ago. Megatron was there for like millions of years. It was insane. A bunch of crazy Cybertronian crap was encoded on my great-grandfather's glasses, and I tried to hawk them on eBay. That's how the Transformers found me. It all began when my dad took me to buy my first car. Little did I know that my life was about to change forever. Ignoring the life-changing benefits the self-transport brings and all, but, you know. Oh, and the best thing of all, I met the girl of my dreams, Michaela.
I love you, Sam.
But meanwhile, on Moonbase 2.
This is Spike and Bumblebee up here on Moonbase 2.
This thing, this monster planet just ripped the first moon to shreds!
And it's heading this way. We'll try and slow it down, but I think we have about as much chance as something really unlikely.
Honey, I think you're confused.
Well, let me tell you about the time I met Optimus Prime.
My name is Optimus Prime, leader of the Autobots. We are Transformers from the planet Cybertron, which is far, far away. I am here to take you on a most excellent adventure.
Whoa. Time passed and a bunch of crap happened, and there was a giant secret battle in the middle of the city.
Optimus is forever!
What did you say?
This always happens! Why can't I talk normally?
Come again.
Bumblebee lost his legs, and my girl, Michaela, kicked some butt.
This is Optimus Prime. We are on the planet Earth. If you hear this message, you are welcome on this world. Unless your name is Mudflap, or Skids, or if you're a Decepticon for that matter.
And a couple of years later, Optimus died in glorious battle, but he came back.
Give me your face.
What is that supposed to mean?
This has not been Transformers the Movie Part 5. April Fools. Starring Brian Kilby as Sam Witwicky, Rob Springer as Michaela, Zabavor as Optimus Prime. Mr. Bay will add everyone else in post-production.
My phone's ringing.